Welcome back to the National Hurricane Center. This is Ken Graham in our operations area here in Miami, Florida. The time right now, 5 p.m. Central Time, and here's your latest information we have on Hurricane Ida. Winds right now, 105 miles per hour, and it looks like we got the aircraft heading on out to get the latest information, not just on the winds, but really trying to look at the structure of the storm, the wind field, which has so much to do with how many people could actually get those hurricane force winds and also this storm surge. Moving northwest at 16 miles an hour. So that's the latest vital statistics on the storm. And here we are. It's a healthy hurricane. You get the center of the storm right there, the eye. But look at these bands coming across off the center. And that's just the nature of the power of this storm with some of these bands. The other thing that we look at is look how close some of these bands are starting to reach the coastline there, starting to bring some of that tropical moisture. And I haven't actually looked at the radar in the last few scans, but I'm going to try it live on the air here. Here it is. We're going to load this loop. You can see this tropical moisture as soon as we load all these frames, 30 frames of moisture I wanted to load. Look at this. Even the west coast of Florida is getting some of these bands. So just it gives you an idea of the large expanse of this storm. Remember, the center is still down here. And already we looked at the satellite starting to see some of this moisture get close to the Louisiana coastline. Here's your latest forecast that we have for this system. Large area of winds, and it's one trend that we've seen. So I do want to update you on that. One trend that we've seen is an expanding wind field as some of the early data we're getting out of the aircraft, the hurricane hunters giving us that information. Looking at that tropical storm force winds, well over 100 miles away from the center, hurricane force winds stretching out in this expanding wind field. By the time we make landfall, we're forecasting a Category 4 hurricane, 135 miles an hour. You can see that core of those hurricane force winds stretching out 40 or 50 miles. You can see 120, 130 miles on the tropical storm force winds. What does that mean? Little wiggles are going to make a big difference on what you get on the ground. So you look at anywhere in this hurricane warning area, you can see dangerous, life-threatening hurricane force winds down trees, power lines, in any of these areas in the hurricane warning, including Metro New Orleans, the North Shore, Baton Rouge as well, inland, you can see some of this. So long-term power outages, significant, huge impact associated with this wind. The winds, tropical storm force winds are going to arrive tomorrow morning. So you got today. You got today, the rest of today, you got tonight. If you're trying to decide whether to leave or not, whether it's a mandatory or voluntary evacuation, it's probably good to go ahead and do so. This is not going to be a good storm. It's a dangerous, life-threatening storm, and it's not going to be pleasant at all afterwards, especially with power outages and thinking about the long-term impacts of this system. Let's look at the storm surge. The big update from the last time we had the briefing was 5 to 8 feet in Lake Pontchartrain, a little higher. Remember I talked about that expanding wind field? It's just enough to push more water through the Wrigley's into the lake. 10 to 15 feet of storm surge, mouth of the river to Morgan City. That's close to where the center is. That's just a life-threatening amount of storm surge. And on top of that, a life-threatening amount of rainfall. Some areas getting 15 to 20 inches of rain. That's flooding. You can't drain that because the storm surge is high. It's just too much. Mobile, Mississippi Gulf Coast, even central portions of Mississippi in here. So that's the latest information we have. I just plead to you, if you're trying to decide what to do, be safe. Make the decision that could save a life. This has been Ken Graham here at the National Hurricane Center.